Let us again start over the Gemara and learn it together with Rashi. Again, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanon Hashaleach Yerech Lachavera Shleima. If a person sends to a Yid a Yerech Shleima, Einay Tzarek Shigitul Heimen a Gidanoshe, he doesn't have to take off the Gidanoshe. The Yid sees that there's a Gidanoshe there, nothing was cut, nothing was taken out, so no problem whatsoever. Chatuche, but if this Yerech was slit, the way a Menakel slits a Yerech, and he didn't take Lamais, he didn't take out the complete Gidanoshe, so then he Tzorich Litvomen a Gidanoshe before he gives it to a Yid, because this Yerech is very misleading. The Yid might think that the Gid was removed from the Yerech, so therefore, before he gives a slit Yerech to a Yid, he has to remove the Gid Anosh. Vayvet Kechavim, what if he's sending a Yerech to an Eivet Kechavim? Bein Chatuche, Bein Shleima, in Tzorech Lita Lemen a Gid Anosh. That means that even though we said by a Yid, by a Chatuche, he has to remove the Gid Anosh, by a goy, he doesn't have to remove the gidanosh. Umibnei beis dvorim omru ein moichen neveles utreifes loivet kechavim, for two reasons. One is not permitted to sell neveles utreifes to a goy. Echot mibnei shemaseyu. One reason he can't sell it to a goy because he's fooling the goy by selling him nevelas or treifes. The guy seems to hold mistamitz kosher meat. Ve'echad shema yarzer v'yimkerenu liYisrael, he might go and sell it to a Yid. Yisrael achem. So therefore, by giving a guy nevela treifem, this is a potential michshel for a Yid, because the Yid might go and purchase it from a guy. A person should not tell a goy, kach bedinu zebosa, mibnei beis dvorim. He shouldn't give him a dinner to purchase bosa for him, mibnei beis dvorim, because of two reasons. Echot mibnei ha'anosim. By giving the goy money, he might go and will come to the butcher, and the butcher will take out the meat and shows him the money, and before he has a chance to take the money, the guy will chop away the meat and keep the money. Ve'echot shema moichin loy nevelas utreifes. And another reason, if you give a guy money to purchase meat, the tabach might sell him nevelas utreifes. Now let us not see all the Rashi's. One Rashi we have to see at the end of the sugya, to appreciate the Rashi. Shleima ein tzorich litel. This is speaking about you sell a yerech to a yid. Mibnei sheniker shalei nitel. It's, you can recognize that the gid was not removed. Ba'oich lo neitloi. Uba'oivet kechovin bein shleima bein chatuche. Lekame meforish lo. Later, the Gemara is going to explain how could you sell a goy a chatucha. A yid might purchase it from the goy. Lekame meforish lo. So on this problem, how you can sell a chatucha to a goy that the yid was not removed, the Gemara is going to speak about it. The next Rashi we're going to skip. The present time. Let's go further. Echad mipnei hanosim. One reason is mipnei hanosim. Sheve kechovim anesu umaakev hadina biyodoy. The goyzel as a tabach. So because of that reason, one should not make a goy a shliach to purchase meat for him. Zuch te gemara vayta. Omama uboivet kechovim bein shleimo bein chatucha einei tzorich litlo emenu gidanosh. Now, this is what Rashi said, legame meforish lo. This halacha is a problematic halacha. that it says, you're allowed to sell a goy, a yerech chatucha. A yerech chatucha is, we see clearly that a yid started making a maisenika. It would seem that one would assume he made a complete maisenika. So there's a big problem. Giving a goy, a yerech chatucha might end up, a yid might purchase it from the goy. So the Gemara is, b'may eskina. If we're speaking about a place that whenever there's a treifa, they're machris, and if they're not machris, so everyone knows that the meat that one finds in this city is kosher meat, because there was only kosher schlachteiser, and there was no treifa because they weren't machris. So if it's b'mokim shemachizin and they weren't machiz that there's a treife, so chatuch amai ain't so little men agida noshe. So why isn't the yid who sells this guy the yerech? Why isn't he mechuyev to take out the gida noshe? Given the loy achos, since there was no achos in the city that there was a treife today. So there's no achosu, so that means there's no treife. So also lemizbe minei. So now people will buy from the goy. People will purchase from the goy the yerech because it's a kosher yerech, it's not treife, because there's no achosu. And they'll be under the impression that the gid was removed. Elo pshite b'mokem sheim achis. So we have to say that it is speaking about b'mokem she'ein machizin. They're speaking about that this was a mokem that they found a treif, they also weren't machiz. So in this town, everyone knew you can never buy meat from a goy because there's treifa sometimes and we'll never be aware of it. These treifas will be sold to goyim, so you can never buy from a goy because could be there was a treifa. And he purchased it, the treifa was sold to him, so he can't buy from a goy. So a kocha from the reisha that says that you're allowed to sell a yerech chotuch to a goy, and we don't have to be afraid that a yid might purchase this from the goy. So a kocha is speaking about b'mokim she'ein machizim, and we never buy from goyim, because we have a suffix, maybe it's treif. Let's see Rashi so far. Kivin d'loy achiz hayoyim. If there was no achivitz b'mokim shemachizin, and there was no achosa today, v'hakel yoydim, so everyone knows, she'ein hayoyim treif habitlis. Today there was no treif habitlis in the market. Is osi lemizbin minei. So people are going to buy this yerech from the goy, because the only source of meat was from the yitlis, and there was no treif today. And he'll eat it begida because since it's chotuch, kesavo shenito. Elapshite b'mokim she'ein machizim. So we have to say it's speaking about b'mokim she'ein machizim. So memela, so every day we have a suffix, maybe there was a treifa today. So the leizav neminei, so we never purchase from goyim. The leizav neminei. Fine. So now we understand The Reisha is speaking about Yilat Salachatucha to a goy. I don't have any fear that a yid might purchase it from a goy because it's speaking about B'mokim Shem Achiz. So, Eime Mitziyosa. Let's see the next case. Eime Mitziyosa. Let's get back to the Gemara. Mipnei Shnei Dvorim Omru in Moichin Nevelis Atreifis Loivit Kichom. The two reasons I can't sell a nevela treifa to a goy. Echad minei shemateyu, his neighbor's das. Echad shemo yachzer v'yimkereno li Yisrael. Maybe if you sell a nevela treifa to a goy, he might sell it to a yid. Now, so it says over here, if you sell a nevela or a treifa to a goy, there's a mokem loche shall sell a tayit, v'i b'mokem she'ein machizim. If you told me it's a b'mokem she'ein machizim, that a yid will never purchase meat from a goy, holo yasi lemizben minei, I'll never buy from a goy. So how could you say you can't sell a treifa to a goy? Because a yid might buy. But it's a mokim she'ein machizim. So a male we don't buy from goy. Elo pshite b'mokim she'machizim. So we have to say, speaking about a mokim she'machizim. Oh, a mokim she'machizim. So a male, so then we buy from goy. So what happened? What happened, Hesus? So how does he have a treifa to sell to a goy in the tzamokim shemachizin b'loy chizi? So Rashi says, "Ela b'mokim shemachizin v'hayoyim irolem oynish loy chizu." He says the Brais is speaking about such a case. It's a mokim shemachizin, and today an oynish happened. And today they had a treifa, and today. So really, they should have been machis. But the nainis happened, they were not able to be machis. So memele, so if this is amokim shemachizin, and that gives the ayit the right to buy from a goy, because if they didn't hear any achoze, so he can be assured that there's no treifa by the goy. So if they weren't machis, so those who, the nditlis, they have the treifa, don't sell it to a goy. Because since there was no achraza today, so no one knows that there was a treifa, and everyone will purchase from goyim, so don't sell the treifa to a goy. So that's pshat in the mitziyosa. So speaking about a mokim shemachizim, v'loy hichizu boines, so now the din is, don't sell this treifa to the goy, because since the oilam is unaware of what happened, and they're under the impression there was no treifa today, they're going to buy it from a goy. So if you sell this treifa to a goy, it's become a mikshu. So the mitziyosa is speaking about mokim shemachizim, v'loy ichizu bo'ines, so the one who has the treifa in the itlis, don't sell it to a goy, because a merdeke kilkul can come out. Aim a safer. Layim arodim loivet kechovim, kachli bedin is a boss of a nation edvorim, echo mibnei hanosim, ve echo shema moichim loin nevelis a treifus. But you shouldn't make a goy a shlich to purchase meat, because they might, since they see he's a goy, they might sell him the velis a treifus. Ve I bemokim shemachizen, if it's a mokim shemachizen, he eats it to have a treife, a chuzi have a machizi. So, I mean, what are you afraid they'll sell him the bailis of treifes? If there was a treife, so people will know about it. Who's going to send the goy? Fashteitzach, you can't sell a. Iba machizn, he said, no, Iba machiz, makriv, he said, have a treifa, who's ever machiz? And since they weren't machiz, as a guy, there was no treifa today. There was no treifa, they weren't machiz, so there's no treifa. And agabucha, my chavus, the time, and if there was a treifa, there was a noinus, they also won't give it to the guy. Because that was the middle bubble. Bibel Baba said, if it's a mokim shemachizin and there was a treif and they were unable to be machiz, don't sell it to goy. Here the Baraisa says, don't sell a goy to buy from a yid because they might give him a treif. B'mokim shemachizin, either there's no treifes, or if there was a treif of leichizin, they won't sell it to goy. You have nothing but to worry about. And here there's a problem. Yeah. Elapshita b'mokim she'im achizin. So speaking about b'mokim she'im achizin. B'mokim she'im achizin, so memele, no one ever buys from a goy, because you can never know, there's treifus and no one knows about it. So that's pshat, so don't sell a goy to buy meat for you, because there's treifus floating around, and they're being sold to the goyim, and so you, first eitzach, you can't send a goy to purchase meat from a yid, b'mokim shem achizin. So the Savior is speaking about mokim shem achizin. Frag the Gemara reisha b'sefer b'mokim shem achizin, mitziyosa b'mokim shem achizin. So it's very modern that we have our three bavis. The reisha that says you're allowed to sell a goy, a yerech atuchet. The sefer says that you're not allowed to make a goy a shliach to purchase meat from a yid. So that has to be speaking about b'mokim she'ein machizen. And it's on these two places goyim can get treifis. And if you don't purchase from a goy, mitziyosa b'mokim she'machizen. Amar Abayin, reisha v'seifa b'mokim she'ein machizen. Mitziyosa b'mokim she'machizen. We mentioned yesterday the Ritva says that Abaye said that the Mekaymas don't have to be the same, the cases are the same. It's speaking about Loi Hechizu. All cases are speaking about Loi Hechizu. There was no Achoze. Why there was no Achoze? So the Reisha is speaking about Mokim Sheim Achizim, the Seif is speaking about Mokim Sheim Achizim. And the Mitzvah is speaking, but there was no Achazim because it was Makim Shemachizim, but Lechizim Boinim. But all three cases are speaking about one Tzir, Lechizim. So all the same. The reasons why Lechizim, that's irrelevant, but it's all one case, Lechizim. And Mela, so all the Halachas fit in. Nashi achuzi avi machiz, if it was b'mokim shemachizin, umidolei achiz, af treifuhu. And if there weren't machiz, so it's sichan ad a treife. V'yoichel lo mabekach. I don't know what Rashi wants to be mace of these three words. V'yoichel lo mabekach. But kaponim, if lo yachizu, so it's not a treife, so finish. So why can't he sell a goy to purchase the meat? It's not a treife. Rav Omar kula b'mokim shemachizim. All the cases are speaking about b'mokim shemachizim. Reisha v'seifa shehichizu. The reisha is a mokim shemachizim, and they called out today there's a treifa that was found and being sold. The seifa is also speaking about the mokim they today's a treifa. So Mamela, you're allowed to sell a chatuche, a yere chatuche to a goy in the reisha, because no one is going to buy this from the goy, because today this atrefe that's being sold to goy. And that's why in the safe also you can't send a goy, a shliach to purchase meat, because there was a chose that today this atrefes are being sold to goy. Mitziyosa shaloi yechizu. In the middle case, speaking about bo'ines, they were not machiz. So memele, you're not allowed to sell a treife to a goy, because people are unaware that bo'ines lo yechizu. But al kaponim, since in the market they know bo'ines lo yechizu, you're not allowed to sell a treife to a goy, because people don't know about this. They think there were no treifes today. So that's what Rava said. Rava wanted to say that it's speaking about all three cases in one mokim, a mokim shechizu. But the tzir is different. The first and third case was echizu shematzu treife. The middle case is lo echizu boines. But al kaponim, it's all speaking about the same case. That's Rava. What does Rashi say? Rava amar kula b'mokim shemachizu. Reisha dektoni bei vekavon nafil lachatuch ein tzorch liter, shechizu hayoim, shahois hayoim layikach, so they were machas that day, shahois hayoim layikach yiso bosa meyavit kechov, he won't buy bosa from a goy, because they were machas today, there was a treife and they're selling it to goy, so he won't buy bosa from a goy today. Seif anami dosa lishloich dinam yadai vekechov, shechizu hayoim, Tahil v'yesh treif, there's a treif, the yimkerenu, he'll sell it to the goy. So we'll say, you're not allowed to buy from a goy. Mitziyasa b'shaloi yechizu. Shir lamoynes, loy yechizu al treif v'shenoflu liyona. Lefichach, osa l'moicha loyivet kechoven. Therefore, You can't sell it to a goy. Shem yimkiran el Yisrael. Tohoy yilamakim shemachizem hu. Hayoyim lo yichizu. Also lemizbel minay. So they're going to go and buy it. So that's why you can't sell a treifa to a goy. This is Ravel Sakimte. So Agabuche, we have here the way the Ritva said, that Abaye and Rove both agree that all three cases Mistoma are speaking about all one seer. No, there's a machlekes Abaye and Rove, what's the title all one seer? Abaye learns it's speaking about all three cases Loi Hechizu, for different reasons. And Rava learns, but it's speak, but the one is, two are Makim is Shem Achizim, one is Makim Sheikh, but it's speaking about one case, Le'echizu, and Rava says, no, it's all them are speaking about all one Makim, but Makim Shem Achizim, but it's speaking about different cases. The first and third case is speaking about Makim Shem Achizim, Be'echizu, that there was Treifes. Middle case is speaking about that, it was that there was Makim Shemachizim, but Lo Yechizim Bain. Ravashi Omar Kula B'Makim She'ein Machizim. Now Ravashi had the best Okimte in Pashtus. All three cases is B'Makim She'ein Machizim. So B'Makim She'ein Machizim, there's no shash whatsoever that a yid will buy from a guy. You never know if there's treifus or not. Makim shem achiz. So a yid samazay won't buy from a guy. Umitziyosa, so what is the middle case? The middle case, you're not allowed to sell a treifa to a guy. Shema yimkerenu, maybe might sell it to a yid. Yizayra, shema yimkerenu bifnei Yisrael. This Mitziyasa is speaking about Agzeira Shema Yimkerano Yisrael, Bifnei Yisrael, and a Yid will see that he sold it to him. So this Yid will think that it is not a treif. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kulu B'mokim She'in Machizim. All the Bavis are speaking about B'mokim she'ein machiz. So memele b'loy zoven Yisrael me'oyvet kichol. So a yid will never buy from a goy. Hilkach reishe ain't so little gida. You don't have to take out the gid because a yid doesn't buy from a goy. It's b'mokim she'ein machiz. He doesn't know what's on the market. He realizes there could be treifas on the market. So you can send a guy to buy meat for you because there are treifes that could be are being sold. Umetziyasa diktani asa limke loivet kechavim. Imloi heidiyai. The Mitziyosa that says you're not allowed to sell to a goy imloi heidiyai. Zeira shema yimkerenu loy hatabach bifnei Yisrael. Maybe the tabach will sell it in front of a yi. V'zeh ha-roya lo-yishoma min ha-tabar she-yitreifo, sovo she-hik-sheil. Now, before we go further, I just want to mention something we'll see in Rashi that we skipped over, this is Rashi Shita, that's how the Rishesim says Pshat in Rashi. But let us look at this middle bove, nochmo, the loshen of the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Umimnei beis dvorim omru ein meichen neveles utreifes leuvet kechom. Echot bidnei shemaseyu. Ve echot shema yachzer viyim kerenu li Yisrael. So Rashi learned, there are two reasons you're not allowed to sell a goy a treife without telling him. What are the two reasons? Without telling him. One reason is, this neves das. It's neves das over here. You're selling him a treife. We'll see, he thinks it's not a treife. It's one reason, that's the first reason. Neshem aseyu. Ve'echot, another reason, if you won't tell him, and there's a yid standing there, and he's watching you telling, you're selling this meat to the guy, and you didn't tell him it's a treife. Now this yid that's watching does not think that if it would be a treife, how could you sell it to the guy without telling him? This name is das. So this yid that's standing there will derive, if that, since you didn't tell him that it's a treife, so he'll bring a raya that it's not a treife. So memele, he will purchase this meat from the goy. So Rashi learned, according to Rav Ashi, you're not allowed to sell a goy a treifa without telling him it's a treifa for two reasons. One reason is a gneivus das, and another reason, since you were mechuyev to tell him and you didn't tell him, so an e that will watch this transaction will think, it's not a treife. So this yid that was standing there will derive from your silence that it's not a treife. So he's going to buy it. So according to Rav Ashi, there's two reasons if it's a treife and you don't tell him it's a treife. One is the halacha that Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deis, because there's a Yisra of Neves Das, and another is in Hilchas Yeredeya, because you'll be Machshel, another Yid that stands there. And this says in Rashi, let's look again in Rashi, this is how Rav Ashi learned Pshat. Rashi says clearly, U'metziyasa diktani asa limkei la'oibet keichavim im loy hediyay. Rashi says, according to Rav Ashi, the whole Issa to sell to a goy is im lo hidiya. That means, let's hold cheshbon. According to the other man, the Yomrim, according to Abaye and Rove, this case is speaking about, it's a mokim shemachizin uboinis lo yichizay. And if you'll tell him, and if you'll tell the goy, so you're still not allowed to sell it. Because it's a mokim shemachiz v'leichiz. Eid is going to go buy it from him. You're going to tell him it's treif. He's going to walk away 5 minutes. Eid comes over to him. Can I buy the meat? Sure. It's 100% kosher. Shepim dibir shabim minim meat shoker. I mean, so according to Abaye and Rava, the Isser to purchase to sell a goy at treif is not im loy hidiyo, if he hidiyo, he's not allowed. Rav Ashi learned pshat, the whole is as that came lehidiyah. It's speaking about b'mokim shemechiz. So there's no kshash b'chlal that anyone will buy it from the guy. But lehidiyah, a yid that watched this transaction, this yid is going to watch. He didn't tell him that it's a treife. If it's a treife, he has to tell him. He didn't tell him it's a treife. So lemaise, it's not a treife. So I know it's not a treifus. I'll go and buy it. This is how Rav Ashi lemshat in the mitzios. Nachmol this Rashi, Gzeira Shemer Yimkeran Alei HaTabach Bnei Yisrael. V'zeh HaRoye Loishoma Min HaTabach Shei Treifa. Sober Shik Sheira. So he thinks it's kosher. Umiyu Bereshe, Gabishuleach, Yerech, Loivet Kechovim. Loi Gavra, Shemo Yitneno Loi, Vifnei Yisrael, Vikachenu Meyodoi, Vyechlenu Begido. Now, Rashi has Amore de Kekashe, and let's appreciate Rashi's Kashe. It says, I'm allowed to sell, I'm allowed to sell a yerech chatuchetu agoy. I'm allowed to sell a yerech chatuchetu agoy, even though the git wasn't taken from it, because I don't have any worry whatsoever that a yid will buy it, because it's speaking about b'mokim shein machiz, and no one is going to buy it. So Rashi asked the kasha, l'chayre Rashi's kasha is, but there's a yid that's standing there, and he didn't tell him anything. So that yid, he didn't tell him anything. It's a shail of neighbors that, so sarai it's kasha b'yosha. So Mamele, he's going to buy it from him. How do these two alochishtim? Here it says, I'm not allowed to sell him a treife, even though it's b'mokim shein machizin, if I don't tell him, so then Yit will watch, and he didn't tell him, so by stays it's kosher. In here, by I'm selling him a chatucha with a gira noshe, and I'm not telling him anything. And no problem. The Yidin won't buy. It's a mokim shemachiz, and they won't buy because it's treif. But there's a Yid that's watching. What happened with that Yid that's watching? When it comes to you sell to my treif, so and you want me to deal him. So David says that. That you're not allowed to. Ye that's watching will buy it from him and be nichshol. So why by a yerech hatucha don't we have the same clock? That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi ashtik toir. So Rashi is a whole shtik toir. Rashi says as follows: the bishloime gabi mechiras tabach beitlus kamezabin lo loivet kechov. They're speaking about, in Moichrin, we're talking about, this was in the market, Hosam Yisrael Tuvi Kaimi. There's a lot of Yidin there in the market. V'chosu, so may if I'll sell a goy, a treife, and I don't tell him it's a treife, and there's Yidin that's watching, I'm being observed, there's a lot of Yidin there. V'chashin and dil mechad minai, hota v'zovin lo minai. There I'm afraid, maybe a yid might buy. Avo sheleach loivet kechom the beisayu. The first case sheleach loivet kechom is not talking about. I mean, look at the shini alashenis. Here it says ein moichren nevelus atreif saloshen rab. We're talking about the itlas. Here we say sheleach adam laakum. We're not talking about moichren laakum. It's talking about a yochid that's sending a yerech to a goy bebeisoy. There's no pirsum. There's no public that's watching. Umira. So who saw the whole thing? Here there's no problem bechlal that a yid might observe that he's sending it to the goy and he didn't tell him anything. So vayisleis it's kosher. Vim tim saloima. Yeredem Odom, maybe someone will say you go. Kuli hai, shema yikechen is there. Tashay shibi chayish. Maybe he saw and he'll buy the meat. The kulami lays over the bishop, everyone buys meat. So Mamela, I don't have to be afraid. So Rashi, let's appreciate Rashi and Amur de Kekashi. Rashi says, according to Rav Ashi, there's a problem. When you sell something to a goy, you don't tell him. So, besides the Gnevis Dasha boy, there's also another problem. Not talking is saying. If you don't tell him that it's a treife, so that's understood that it's not a treife, because it's Gnevis Dasha. So if someone watches, sees this, so he'll interpret from this that it's not a treif and he'll buy it. So Rashi says, so by yerech hatuch is also the same thing.
So Rashi says, so the Tana specifically said, Yechatuch spoke this week about he sold it to him, Sholach Loi Lebeisai. Number one. And who sees that he sent it to him? If someone will see, who said that person is interested in buying meat? The whole shash was, there's a multitude of people who are observing this transaction, and the Meicha keeps quiet, so they derive from his shtika that it's kosher. But over here, you don't have such a problem. That's Rashi's title. The Tana de Masnisen. Now, so what's the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says you're allowed to send to a goy, a yerech, shleim. So you must be like, but you're not allowed to send. And one of the reasons why you're not allowed to send a chatuche is because b'mokim, it's b'mokim, so one halach is b'mokim shemachizim, fine, so it's b'mokim shemachizim, so that's ikha good, so people are going to buy it because b'mokim shemachizim. But the third pshat was, shema yira odom, a yika gonna see that he sold it to him, second pshat, and the yid sees how he sold it, and he'll buy it from him. So here you see, afilu by sheileach, there's also such a cheshash of Shema Yirena. Not the way Rashi says, I will not buy a nitlis. The Tane, the Masnis, and Polygatana, the Barais, the Tane of our Mishnah holds that we goza a filu by a sheleach. The goza, boke the kimnalel, gzeire Shema Yitlenaloi. Gzeire Shema Yitlenaloi. So Rashi says, Enchonami, there's a machlaikis. So now, let us just elaborate a little. So what is Rashi? Rashi explains. You're not allowed to sell a treife to a goy b'mokim shem achizin. The amoinam won't be nichshel from this because it's mokim shem achizin. But a goye will be nichshel if you don't tell him that it's a treife. So therefore, Rashi says, you're not allowed to sell it. Shemayim kerenu to a yid that's all this. So Rashi had a problem, so I have the same Shema Yimkareno by a Gid, by Shalech Yerev. So Rashi says there's a Chilek here speaking about a marketplace, he was speaking about the Beisai, by a bias, there's no such problem. And the Tana of our Mishnah holds that a fellow by a bias is also a problem. That's Rashi. So, I'd like to mention two kashas. One kasha I saw in the Trumas Akri. In the second kasha, I found Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kevege asked the kasha. Rashi, we have here a baraisa. You're not allowed to sell a treife to a goy. Shema yimkerenu. You're allowed to sell a yerech chatucha to a goy. Rashi had a problem. Shema yimkerenu. So Rashi said, no, don't worry about it. Now, when we learned you're not allowed to sell a treifa tagoi, the Braisa said two reasons. Reasons number one, Nevis Das. Reason number two, Shema Yimkeren. Two reasons, you know, if you keep quiet, it's two Isurim. Now, Rashi only asked the Kasha al Shema Yimkeren. Rashi's the kasha, he's selling him a chatuche, shema yimkeren. No one's going to see. What's with the other kasha? Rashi wants to make abaraisa shit shtim. And what's with Gnevis Das? What is with Gnevis Das over here? Rashi has no problems with Gnevis Das. Kasha number, why did Rashi? Rashi wants to make the baraisa shit shtim. The baraisa is not allowed to sell a treife to a goy for two reasons. One of Nevis Das, one Shem Kerenu. So what's over there with Shem Kerenu? That's not a nitlis. What's with Nevis Das? Rashi doesn't speak about it. Rashi doesn't speak about it. And then there's another kasha. This kasha that Tumas Akri brings down. Really, Taisus asks the kasha. But then there's another kasha. There's a Mirdike kasha. Rashi, for some reason, had no problem with Gneivus Das. I mean, Rashi, everything's good. There's no Gneivus Das by a Yerech. There's no Gneivus Das for some reason. Rashi didn't ask the Kash. There's no Gneivus Das. If there's no Gneivus Das, there's no Shema Yim Kerena. The whole Shema Yim Kerena is because a Yid is going to watch it, and the Yid is never Kash. Why didn't he tell the guy? Why didn't he tell the guy, oh, it's a Raya, it's kosher. But if for some reason there's no Gneivus Das, Rashi didn't ask any kasha. How are you allowed to sell a git chotoch to goy this Gneivus Das? So Rashi didn't have any kasha with that. For some reason there's no Gneivus Das. If there's no Gneivus Das, there's no Shem Yim Kereno also. The whole Shem Yim Kereno is built, and because if something would be wrong, you'd have told the guy. So this kasha Rabbi Kibbeke is. He asks, Antoisus, about Kaponim, this is Amberdike Kash. Rabbi Kivei mentions a Mahalach, and with this Mahalach, it's Mamish Moiridik. I mean, this is, so let's talk about the Etzem Kash. Here it says, he's not allowed to sell a treife to a goy, of Knevis Das. And here it says, you're allowed to sell a Yerech Chotuch to a goy. And there's no problem with Knevis Das. I mean, that's a kasha. If his name is Das, why isn't his name is Das? So the Kevege brings down a Rashbe, and the Rashi holds his, the Rashi holds like the Rashbe, we'll see more of the Kazakh. The Rashbe says as follows. The Rashbe says, by Treife, this Gneve is Das, and by Gita Noshe, there's no Gneve is Das. Why? It's Moiridik, it's Poshe. A Treife means it's a sick animal. It's Mois. You're selling me, if it's a treif, you're selling me inferior meat. This was a sick animal. It was treif. If you don't, I buy it, that's my, I'm buying from you because I'm under the impression I'm getting healthy meat. It's mos, a treif is mos. So, memele, if you sell it to me and I'm under the impression I'm getting kosher meat and you're selling me a treif, so Mamela, there this name is Das. There this name is Das. You have to tell me what you're selling me. This name is Das. I'm under the impression I'm getting kosher meat. Let's not talk about charging me a cheap price. It's came in the stone. But I wanted to buy healthy meat and you ending up giving me a tray for meat. It's most. That's name is Das. If you'll sell a goy, a yerech, with the gid anoshe, what's a Gneivus Das? You see, there was one man the Yoma before that said there is Gneivus Das, but this Barai sold is not, what's a Gneivus Das? There's a Gid on Osher there. So what? You got no meat. What's your problem? What's your problem that there's a Gid there? Rashi said before there was a man the Yoma that held, he thought I took out the Gid and I was working 3/4 of an hour on it. Okay, that was one man the Yoma which Abarai says he doesn't hold from. Abreis is sicher doesn't hold of that Gneivus Das. So by Emerson, there's no Gneivus Das. There's no Gneivus Das if I sell him. There's no Gneivus Das if I sell him with a Gidanosh. Fine. Now, but if I sell him a Treife, then there's sicher Gneivus Das. Then there's Gneivus Das. Rashi's kasha. Now we appreciate Rashi's kasha. We asked the kasha, I'm selling a goy, a yerech, chotuch. So let's be afraid. The goy is going to sell it to Yid. So Moses says, no, he won't sell it to Yid. He's speaking about b'mokim shein machizit. Yid won't buy this. He thinks it's a treife. He thinks it's a treife. Fine. So the whole teretz of a mokim shemachi, he thinks it's a treife. But a yid that will watch this transaction, he'll start thinking, if this is a treife, how did he sell it to the goy? It's gneivus das. A treife. Treife is gneivus das. So it's a raya. It's not treife. So he's going to buy it. If it's a treife, he's going to buy it. And he's going to think it's chotuch. Rashi's kasha was a murdike kasha. We sold a git chotuch to a goy, And we have no worries whatsoever, because Ayid will never buy it. Why? Because Ayid thinks it's treife. For Hector Rashi, you know who thinks it's treife? Someone who's not standing there. He thinks it's treife, because it's Mokim Shein Machizen. But Ayid that's standing there, he knows it's not treife. Because if it would be treife, he wouldn't be allowed to sell it to him without telling him it's treife. It's Gneivus Das. So a Yid who stands b'shas mechiras hayerech, and he sees that the moicha didn't tell him anything, so he knows it's not treife. Even though it's a mokim shem achiz, but he knows it's not treife. So he knows it's not treife. He knows it's not treife. So if he knows it's not treifus, he's going to go and buy it. He's going to go and buy it. So Rashi said a shtik teire. No, but we're talking about a case. It's not in an itlis. We're talking about a case. He's sending it to a guy. He's sending it to a guy. Who's going to see this maize? That's right. If he sells it, if he gives it to a guy, and you watch it, you'll think it's not a treifus. But who sees it? It's not a pumbi. It's not itlis. So that Rashi had to say a teretz. That was Rashi had a kasha. Rashi had a kasha. People are going to buy this yerech. Those who watch when they buy the yerech will say, no, it's not a treife. And then it's bitter. It's like not a treife, but it is a dos. But they're going to buy the yerech already. They know it's not a treife. So Rashi says, who's going to buy it? No one sees it. One person. Maybe who says he's going to buy it? That was Rashi's teretz. So Rashi says, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell a yerech chotuch, and one of the reasons is, Shema Yireh Yisrael, that's the second reason. It's speaking about Bemokim Shemachizen, the Mishnah is speaking about Bemokim Shemachizen, I'm sorry, Bemokim Shemachizen, why aren't you allowed to sell a yerech chotuch? No one will buy it from the guy. Shema Yireh Yisrael. And what's Shema Yireh, so what will he say? Why will he buy it? Because he knows it's not a treife. Because he didn't tell him. So Rashi says, but who's going to see this? Oh, they were Sheleach, which Sheleach Yerech Lenochi. I just had a shtik teire. When you send a Yerech to a guy, no one sees it. The second lashon of the Gemara was, you're not allowed to send a Yerech Chotuch to a goy, shema machizin, zeyre shem yiden loy bifnei yischelach. It's a mokim shema chizin, but we're afraid a yid is going to see. What is the yid going to see? The yid is going to see, he won't tell him it's a treife. About yid anoshi, they don't tell. It's not a gneivus das, but if it's a treife, you have to tell. This is the Rashbe. The Rashbe says that Gidanoshe is no Gneivus Nas. We're not talking about that. But we're talking about Treife. Treife, it says in the Braise Kloy, you have to talk about Gneivus, this Gneivus Das. By Treife, this Gneivus Das. So maybe a Yid will see, and the Yid is going to buy it. And he won't know that it's Chotuch. Good, it's Takenat Treife. It's Takenat Treife. It's like not treife, but there's a gidanosha there, and that he won't know. Sometimes a kasho. You're right. There's a machlekes. The tane of our mishneh is like a chaylik on the baraisa. That kuf is a machlekes. There's a machlekes if by sheleach yerech lenochi not b'moke mitlis, are we afraid someone might see and find out it's not a treife? And it's like another treife. Our whole glick is because we think it's a treife. But the one who sees it knows it's not a treife. Because he would have told them. So that Rashi says that. So the bride, the tan of the bride holds that it's the tan of the bride holds that you're not chayish of such a thing since it's not an itlis. The tan of our Mishnah holds that filo by shalech yerch lenochi yachayish. One person might see it, and he'll find out it's not a treife, and he's going to buy it. And there is a problem. It's like not a treife. But he'll think it is no gidanosh, and there's like a gidanosh there. That's what Rashi says. But so Rashi couldn't ask the first kasha we asked. Here there's a nisa to sell a treifals knevis das. Why isn't there a nisa to sell a gidanosh als treifals als knevis das? That the Rashba says. There's never a knevis das by a gidanosh. It's like a fella. And we'll see something meiridik. If we'll look at the Gemara Daf Tzadik Dalet Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, the second pshat in the Mishnah was, Shem achizin gzeira shemo yitnena loy b'nei Yisrael acha, the third teretz was Machadish Knevis Das. The third teretz was Machadish Knevis Das. The second teretz, we didn't bring down yet Knevis Das. So Memela, so if you don't know of Knevis Das, so how can you build from his shtike that it's not treife? So Al Kolchoch, the third teretz was Machadish Tefilabagida Noshid is Knevis Das. That's what the third teretz was Machadish. The second teretz held by Gidonosh Bechad is no Gnevis Das. The whole Gnevis Das is by Treife. In fact, he didn't tell him that it's a Treife. So Memele, so he didn't tell him that it's a Treife. It's a Takanara Treife. So there's a Chshash of Shemo. Yerenu. Zotrashi weiter. Nofal Bisra Levnei Chelo. Voli Yideinu Bosa Levit Kechovim. We have meat for goyim. So the Moses, why do you say that? Say that we have treife. Loizovni. The gnai hu lehem. Yachish en ono reitzim loichlo. So they also won't eat it. Inu de kamati en avshay. So the Moses, if you didn't tell them ocha bitchatan et treife, so your zweite gnev is das. Loim. The loim mishayli treife ksheire. They won't ask. So the Gemara says, so it's vakel. That what they didn't ask. So they're fooling themselves. I told them there's meat for goyim. They could ask. V'hai diktoni le'el mibnei shemateyu b'moicheloi b'cheske shchute v'chein apeiseyach chovis amachuris lechenveni ta'imeloi b'shvilchani poischam d'badei goyim nevdata. Now, I want to explain something. Achabusa asked a kasha, and I think this kasha bothered Rashi. Rove had an akimte, let's understand, we're going, Rove had an akimte, speaking about Vamokim, Shemachizim, the middle case. You're not allowed to sell a goy treife, speaking about Vamokim, Shemachizim, and Boines Lehechizu. So you're not allowed to sell a goy a treif because Yidden are going to buy it. That's Yidden are going to buy it. Lo yichizu. Fine. That's the case of Shemayim. That's the case. What is the Baraisa says, you're not allowed to tell. You're not allowed to tell the goy. Now, according to Rava learns all the cases are speaking about, besides the last case, Shema, maybe a buy from a goy is speaking about, Mokim, Shemachizim, Lechizah, Boines, Sayyid might go and buy it. All other cases are speaking about Mokim, Shemachizim, Vehichizu. All the cases are speaking about, that's a Rav Olam Pshat. It's Mokim Shem Machizin. Fine. That's all the cases. I'm a male. They were Machiz. Today's a Treife. That's why you have nothing but to worry about. They won't buy the Yerich from the Goy. The people know there's a Treife around. It says in the Baraisa, if you don't tell the Goy, it's also Atz Gnei Vistas. Now, this case is speaking about b'mokim shemachizim v'chizu. That all the cases speaking about mokim shemachizim. So what kind of gnevis das is there? What kind of gnevis das? There were machris, is treifes are being sold today. This treifes are being sold today. Now, a goy goes, and I didn't tell him this is a treife. But all the meat is being sold for goyim today. And the boss says, no, if you tell them this, so, if you tell them this, so, is that knaybe stas? That's not knaybe stas. I told them there's meat for goyim today. Ask. Is it a shrute? He said, there's not knaybe stas. This meat is being sold for goyim. You can ask. So the baraisa says that you're not allowed to fool him. So what's the touch I'm fooling him? What am I fooling him? So according to Rove, it is speaking about that he told him beferish it's a shchuta. That's from the baraisa. According to Rove, if the baraisa is speaking about b'mokim sher machizim b'chizu, and this alone is not gneivus das. I tell them, there's meat for goyim. Now, you can ask me, I'll tell you. I thought it was kosher meat. What do you think is kosher meat? Normally, we don't have meat from goyim. Today, we have meat for goyim. So, it could be there was a surplus of meat. Could be it was treifer. And there's no toss over here. So, why, if I don't tell them, so why is there gneivus das? So Rashi says, L'chayra, according to Rove, it is speaking about, he told them it's a shchut. That's the issa. That's what Rashi says. Let me, V'hai diktoni l'almanesha matayu, b'moichalei v'cheske shchute. V'chein ha-paiseyach chovyois ha-mechures l'chan v'ni, da'oim aloi, b'shvilcha ni paischom. That means if I was Samazibi Paiseya Chobius and I wouldn't say anything, so then maybe I sold it to Chempany. Who says I didn't sell it to Chempany? I told him Bishvil Chani Paischam, like this, and that would open it up. The Vadi Goinev Datoy. Havosel Sikhipogu Adodi Chasoba Marzutra Shalakrosa Yotsu. You have to tell them we didn't go on Keganim. That was Rav Safra's Taine to Rove. We skipped the Rashi, but let us see the first Rashi now. Let us see now the first Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ein meichen treife loivet kechavim bistam. Now let me tell you one thing before we go further. I want to tell you what the Reish Yosef says in this Rashi. This Rashi is learning the Baraisa Kepashte. You see, it's not like Abaye, it's not like Kov, it's like Avashi. And according to Rav Ashi, this is the Pashte, the Baraisa. Rashi brings the Pashte, Pshat, and the Baraisa. Abaye and Rav did not learn Kepashte, but this is the Pashte. So Rashi says, Ein meichen treife leuvet kechovim bistam. Now, let's just remember, we just learned that Rashi. Rashi just said that it's been, he told him it's shchute. Here Rashi says bistam. Rashi says bistam. I didn't tell him anything. And the pashtus of the Baraisa is like that, because the Baraisa says, Ein meichen leuvet treife leuvet kechovim. Bifnesha maseyu. You don't sell him treifes. Doesn't say you don't tell him it's treifes. It's kosher. You don't sell him treifes. Bistam. Number one. Elim kein haidiyai shehu treife. He has to tell him that it's a treife. Not Rashi doesn't say, don't tell him it's a shehu. You have to tell him it's a treife. So Rashi learned, not the way Rashi just said now in Rove. Rashi says, elim kein haidiyai treife. Elim kein hedia. He told them that it's a treife. Shutreife. The su leke gnevis das. If I tell them it's a treife, there's no gnevis das. Ube mokeim she'ein machizin. The lemeche shoshem yim kerenu li Yisrael. And also, someone will see it. That means, Rashi is saying now Rav Ashi's pshat. We had Rashi and Amad Beis, the whole Isser is, if you don't tell him, Rashi says, "Lo, this is Shemim Krenis if you don't tell him. If you don't tell him, Ayid will see." So Rashi saying, Pshat the Brayse, you're not allowed to sell him stam. For two reasons. One reason, if you sell him stam, his name is Das. A second reason, if you sell him stam, Shema Yiren, Ayid is gonna see and he's gonna buy it. So that's why you're not allowed to sell him stam. If you tell him that it's a treife, Shalom Yisrael, there's no Gnevis Das, and there's no Shash, Shema, Yimkeren, a Yid that sees it, because I told him it's a treife, so it's a treife. I know the Yid won't buy it, because it's B'mokim Shema Chizen. Rashi is saying Pshat according to Ravashi. This is the Pashtis of the Bereis. Oy b'mokim shemachizin u'b'yom shemachizu. Now Rashi is saying this first bava. The first bava, according to Rava, it's speaking about b'mokim shemachizin u'b'yom shechizu. Ochim etukn melekamo. Now, this second thing is Rava's pshat. The mokim she'ein machizin is Ravashi's, and it's going on both. According to Abaye, the first bov is going amokim she'ein machizim. Now, according Dachsachmer, if Rava learned that it's speaking about amokim she'machizim, so then the gneivus das is, Rashi said clearly, he told him it's a treife. If you learn not like Rava, it's amokim she'ein machizim, then it could be amokim she'ein machizim. So then I didn't tell him anything. Could be this gneivus das because the goy thinks that you're selling him kosher meat. B'mokim she'ein machizim. The goy thinks you're selling him kosher meat. That's l'chayre. I'd like to say one vote. If this is emes, I don't know, but I'd like to just be messiah with one vote. We hear a maise between Rav Safre and Rove. They were going Kneged Mazutre. The Mazutre said, why did you go? You shouldn't have to go so far. And Rav Safra said, no, we didn't go for you. And Rav Tainu said, Rav Safra, why did you make a religion of the task? Keep quiet. Let him think we went from it. So he says, it's Nevis Das. So he said, no, you're not here an option. The Gemara ended the story over here. Now, I just want to ask one pertinent question. What did Rav Safra hold? It could be Rav Safra is choylik and the shtik teire of Rava. Rava was machadish a shtik teire. From his actions, it zicher seems that we went and kegged him. I mean, it looks like that. Iudate yanavshe. You can learn another pshat. Iudate yanavshe. That was Rava's a shtik teire. Rav Safra could be was choylik and the shtik teire. Rav Safra was chilek on the shtick teir. Rav Safra held that's also called Gnevis Das. If it seems that you're going lekvoida, even though it's because he understood like that, that's also called Gnevis Das. It could be this amachlokes Rav Safra and Rav. Rav had to say his shtick teir, because Rav says, b'mokim shemachizin, vehichizu, that is a treife, bechizu. So the Gemara is Sakasha, but they didn't say it was a treife, they said it's Gnevis Das, you told it's meat for the goy, you didn't say anything. So Rava said that's not Gnevis Das, Iudati Yanavshi. Rava had to say the Shtik Teire. Rava had to say the Shtik Teire. So Rashi says, so if it's B'mokim Shechizu V'chizu, so what's the Gnevis Das of the goy if you don't tell him? So Rashi says, no, he told them was a shchute. This is Rava Lishitosai. But not according to Rava, could be Dishtik Teire. If it seems like that, like Rashi says in Ravashi, it's Stomi, he sold him Stomi. Rashi says, he clear Stomi. He sold him Stomi. The guy thinks that it's Monkey Shem Achizim. The guy thinks that it's kosher meat. That's called Gnevis Das. There's a Meredike Ritva. The Ritva is Sakashe. B'mokim Shein Machizin. Why is that called Gnevis Das? He asks on Rashi. Idati Anafshe. It's a Meredike Kashe. I told you anything. Samokim Shaim Achrizim. Samokim Shaim Achrizim. So good. Could be a trade. Could be it's kosher. And I didn't tell you anything. Neivis das. So the Ritva Vitakash and Rashi. So what kind of Neivis das is this? Yidati Anavshi. Yishlogs up Rashi. But could be Rashi held this whole concept of Yidati Anavshi is a machlikas Rav Safran Robert. Robert, I held like that. That there's such a concept of Yidati Anavshi. But could be Rav Ashi and Rav Safran held not like that. That's also called Neivis das.